NBC will interrupt all its programs to bring you the latest news.
Radio Corporation of America and its more than 25,000 distributors and dealers everywhere present The Music America Loves Best with Louis Calhern.
How do you do? Our guests today are two Victor recording artists who have won great renown in the field of popular music. One is Lena Horne, whose voice has been described to me as throaty, throbbing, silken, and sophisticated. A set of adjectives completely appropriate. Miss Horne is one of the stars of the forthcoming Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer technical musical, Siegfried Fallis. Our second Victor artist is Charlie Spivak, well-known orchestra leader, and performer extraordinary on the trumpet. Charlie has brought his trumpet today, but not his band. The orchestral chores fall to the RCA Victor Orchestra, while Bob Shaw's Victor Chorale takes care of the chorus work, all under the direction of our young conductor, Jay Blackman. Duke Ellington is an old friend of Lena's, so it's only natural that Lena should elect to sing one of Duke's recent hit compositions. We think it's a good idea, too, because it makes an unbeatable combination. Lena Horne and I'm Beginning to See the Light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow of candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and called to spark. That's the forlorn fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. To ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and called to spark. That's the forlorn fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips a burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Last year, Downbeat, the magazine read by every musician who can read, rated Charlie Spivak's orchestra number one sweet band of the country in its national poll of named bands. When you hear Charlie play his trumpet, you'll understand why he deserves this honor.
Well, there's another reason, Lou.
Oh, yes? What's that, Charlie?
Well, every boy in my band voted twice.
Of his own free will, I'm sure. But there's better reason than that. The phenomenal sales of the records you've made for Victor prove how popular you really are, especially that recording of If You Are But a Dream. Jay Blackton and the RCA Victor Orchestra have that arrangement. And Charlie, if you'll oblige on the trumpet, I'm sure we'll all enjoy Rubinstein's beautiful melody, If You Are But a Dream. For practical reasons, this music by Tchaikovsky is called Opus 48. Fortunately, it's also known by the more descriptive title, The Waltz from the Serenade for Strings. Jay Blackton directs the RCA Victor Orchestra in this lovely melody, which features our string section.
Thank you.
By Tchaikovsky that you've just heard is among the most popular instrumental compositions in the catalog of The Music America Loves Best. You, of course, can enjoy it over and over again, as Dick DeFreitas will explain.
Olin Downs, nationally known music editor of the New York Times, frequently has paid high tribute to America's pioneer symphony orchestra, the Great Boston Symphony. In one case, he spoke of how this famous orchestra matches the beauty of its tone and the finish of its playing with its extreme sensitiveness of nuance and color. And of the Boston Symphony's famous conductor, Dr. Sergei Koussevitzky, this same music critic says, and we quote, "Here is one of the preeminent conductors of our time." Well, here's good news for all music lovers listening. Victor has recorded Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, played by the brilliant string section of the Boston Symphony, Dr. Koussevitzky conducting. Yes, your Victor dealer now has for you this recording of this immortal waltz music that Tchaikovsky himself called, quote, "the best thing I have written." Some of you may recall that when this celebrated composer came to America in 1891 for only 8 concerts, this composition was a part of every program. As you have heard, the serenade is a thing of soaring, shimmering beauty. And on the reverse side of the record, you will hear Koussevitzky conducting The Last Spring by Edvard Grieg, on whose life and music the Broadway success Song of Norway is based. Go to your Victor dealers tomorrow. Add the gay, sparkling music of Serenade for Strings and Grieg's The Last Spring to your record library for the long-lasting inspiration and happiness of your whole family. Music America Loves Best, presented by RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, continues with our guests, Lena Horne and Charlie Spivak, and your host, Louis Calhern.
I remember how impressed I was the first time I saw Lena Horne.